Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.
Hi, Sridhar ji.
Good morning. How are you, Disha?
I'm doing very well. I called after getting your WhatsApp message. I believe you have your own man of the match for yesterday's game.
Absolutely. The way the man of the match is awarded, there should be a change, I suppose.
I'm with you on this, sir. Who do you think was the man of the match yesterday? Although we're very happy with the way Rohit Sharma played. There's no doubt about that.
He played, but the crucial innings was played by Shardul Thakur in both the innings.
Yes.
50 plus in both the innings coming after at number 8.
And he picked up a total of 3 wickets in the second innings. He got Joe Root out. He was the critical wicket to be taken.
And the first wicket was also taken by him of the Burns.
Ah, Rory Burns. Yes.
Yes. So, I suppose the person who is most instrumental in giving you some sort of a way forward for your victory should be considered as the man of the match, what I suppose is.
Do you feel this man of the match award is extremely biased to the batters and not keeping in mind the bowlers?
Predominantly, I have been following this game for the last so many years. So it is predominantly, it is given to the batters.
We were discussing yesterday on our friends' WhatsApp group, what does a bechara bowler have to do to win a man of the match? Kiske paas sifarish lagani padegi bechare bowler ki, ki usko bhi man of the match de do. Poor guy, he also works equally hard, if not more. In fact, Rohit Sharma sat out of the fielding in the second innings.
True. So there was no contribution from his end.
Apart from with the bat, which was big 127, but I think this has left the internet and the cricket fans quite split in the opinion about how a man of the match should be awarded. But I think you and I share the emotion, sir. We both, for both of us, Shardul Thakur was the man of the match.
Absolutely. My man is Shardul Thakur, yes.
Every Monday to Saturday, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. 93.5 Red FM. Baj jaate raho.